Blog Talk Radio.
Certified Productions.
Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack the heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack the heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard.
I'm all off in this group. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
And when you go hard for the truth, you better watch your back for haters, cause they'll sneak right behind you and look like an actual neighbor. When you got your mind on right, it seems like every day's a doomsday. Last week I found out my enemies, my roommate, don't care about what you say. Wasn't born on that Tuesday. Riding all through the night like I never seen a new day. If you do it better, do it right. Don't be worried about some fools say. Don't be worried about some fools say. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard.
I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday. Thursday, March the 5th, 2015. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. As you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Today, my brother, today, my sister, we are continuing with what we stopped at yesterday. We are continuing with the series or with our lecture dealing with being a light, being a lighthouse, being a center of excellence. How does one maintain a life force or life essence that allows one to radiate, that allows one to emit standing columns of waves, that allows one to emit rays of light? So how do you maintain that disposition, that point of view, that allows you to be a radiating factor of light? And this light, again, is a beam that radiates or shines over a particular radius that allows you to have a particular area of influence. How do you become an expert in your radiation or your radiant area or radius? We talked about on yesterday in part one, we talked about the seven keys that allows you to radiate, to maintain a consistent transmitting frequency that positively affects others based upon your purpose. Now, everything that we are discussing today is purpose-based production. It has to do with you maintaining clarity. This clarity gives you unity of the self, so that way the mind, will, emotion, imagination, and intellect are all on the same page. This unity of the self, again, allows you to project this authenticity, this being authentic, this being original, this projection of this innocence. And this allows you to maintain a ruling disposition. This ruling disposition is what we call consciousness. So this consciousness is a mindset. This mindset is what you are maintaining that allows you to radiate or to permeate or to put out a particular mind. And as you know, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. And so today, my brothers and sisters, we want to talk about step number five. Step number five is what we call stillness. So stillness, my brothers and sisters, is the result of consciousness. Stillness goes beyond vibration. It goes beyond a state of vibrating, meaning that it goes beyond a state of worry, and you're isolating or vibrating in a state of knowing. So stillness is the result of saying that I am conscious, therefore I am. Since you are conscious, that means that you are aware of your purpose. You have clarity. This clarity brings about unity. This unity makes or establishes your intention or your innocence. This intention or your innocence gives you a particular consciousness. That means that you have a set of belief systems, that you have a neurological network that allows the brain to work in harmony instead of disharmony. This harmony then allows you to be still. This stillness, again, is a natural state. You see, the human mind is a thinking mind. And so when we think, we develop concepts or ideals. Now, we can do mighty things. We can do a lot of great and powerful stuff when we are thinking. So thinking is our number one strength, but also thinking is the number one flaw. So the enemy uses our thinking and uses it against us. So if we are maintaining, if we maintain a positive biblical worldview, our spiritual universal worldview, then thinking is our main weapon that allows us to be still, because this thought, this thinking that we are thinking, these thoughts that we are thinking, is just like a carpenter who uses his tools. So thinking is a tool that allows one to remain confident or still. So thinking, so as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And so if we maintain these thoughts that support our consciousness, that gives us this innocence, that leads to this unity, that develops this clarity, then, my brothers and sisters, we become a radiant ball of energy. We become a light, and people see that light, and they're drawn to us. But if we don't understand how to use thinking as a tool by which to maintain our faith, to maintain our love, our joy, our peace, our gentleness, our meekness, then thinking becomes a weapon that's used against us. Thinking becomes an addiction. It becomes a habit, and it leads to confusion because we start thinking many different thoughts. We don't have a natural calm state. We don't have a state or a mental disposition, not the peace that the world gives, but the peace that only comes from God. So in order to maintain, in order to be a shining light in a dark world, we must understand, if we look at a baby, how a baby is so calm, even though it doesn't know anything and it's totally helpless. A baby is not confused. You see, when we are born, we're not born with a troubled mind. We develop a troubled mind. See, we're not born with division. We develop division. We're not born with anger, fear, doubt, and unbelief. These things are all developed from the mind. And so anytime you hold a conflicting belief system, it's called cognitive dissonance. You have two opposing belief systems. That means that your light is not going to be, you're not going to emit a radiant light. You may be emitting a light, but it's not a powerful, radiant one. And so we have to focus again on make sure that we have a clear, again, this clarity that gives us this unity, that brings about this innocence, that results in this consciousness, that gives us this stillness, this firmness, this calmness, that is the result of thinking on these things. These things are purpose-based. So every day, all day, the majority of your thought complex should be focused on purpose, not problems. So we are a solution-based people. That means that every day, all of your thoughts should be thoughts of purpose. See, confusion is a state that we find ourselves in. See, we're not born in a state of confusion, but when we have too many minds, when we have too many conflicting thoughts, confusion means that we are stuck in world concepts instead of purpose-based concepts. Confusion means that you're going by what you see instead of by what the word says. Confusion is simply looking at life and seeing it with the wrong view. And so if you get entangled with the cares of this world, it brings about a state of confusion. We must maintain, or we must become entangled with the affairs of our purpose, our reason for being in this world. And if you can identify your reason for being in this world, if you can solidify with clarity, if you can find unity with why you're here, if you can be authentic, you can have true intentions, and if you could marry with your reason or your purpose, that brings about a mindset or a consciousness that results in a stillness. And this stillness results in step number 6 that allows you to be a radiating ball of light in a dark world, truth. Not a truth, but the truth. You must be true to your truth. Now, brothers and sisters, this is really, really important, because when we talk about the truth, a lot of people have a lot of different versions of that. See, a truth is not the truth. Anything can be a truth. See, you may have had breakfast this morning, and the breakfast was very great. So the fact that you had breakfast this morning, that is absolutely true. That is a truth, but that's not the truth. See, when we start asking or talking about what is true, what we are really asking is what is absolute truth. So what is the truth of life, or the truth of your life and your existence? What is the source of your life? What is the truth of your life? Where does your life come from? How did you end up on this planet? How is your life in itself a reality? See, life, your life is a reality, but your life is not the absolute reality. See, most people live about, 70 to 100 years on this planet, and then this reality, this truth is over. Even planets have a lifetime, even stars. Everything has a particular lifetime, and that is truth for that lifetime. But one day, this life, this reality will be over. So this is a reality, but it's not the reality. So if we're not in contact with the reality, we'll think that our life ends when this reality ends. That is a truth. That is not the truth. So we have to look through the eyes of the truth. It requires a totally paradigm. You must make a paradigm shift in your thinking. Otherwise, you will not be a light. The only way that you can be a light is if you realize the truth, not a truth. The truth, my brothers and sisters, is the underlying understanding that you must have the love. So the truth is the love. That means the truth is love. In other words, you must love the reason that you're here. When you love the reason that you're here more than you love alcohol, you stop being an alcoholic. When you love the reason that you're here, it's called purpose, by the way, and it comes from the purpose giver, which is the Father of Lights. When you love the Father that gave you a reason to be alive on the planet, then everything else on the planet is tools. You don't worship tools. You worship purpose that came from Father. So you worship the Father through the Son. The Son is the purpose. The purpose is your position. It is your place. It is the person. The three P's allows you to animate the truth. But most people have a truth. A truth is a watered-down version of the truth. A truth does not allow you to be a radiant light. Let me say that again. A truth does not allow you to be a radiant light. You'll be a light, but you won't be radiant. You see, a radiant light is a light of celestial origin. Let me say that again. A radiant light is a light of celestial, not terrestrial. It's not an earthbound light. See, other truth is I'm alive and then I die, and after I'm gone, it's as if I was never here. That's a truth. But the truth is that while I'm here, I can put my mark on this planet so that way it is a permanent celestial mark. It's not a temporary terrestrial mark. The only way for you to make a permanent mark is that you have a celestial origin. That means that you must transmit your radiation from a radiant body or a star, which you are. Now, I know this is contrary to, I'm not talking about no Hollywood star. I'm talking about a celestial star. I'm talking about you are a heavenly body. I'm talking about you are a spirit that is emitting heat and light from your Father. You have the Spark. You have the Christ, the Christos. We have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you, the hope of glory. That makes you a beaming, shining particle of Christ. As such, you are a part. You are a member inside of a bigger body. You are a celestial being inside of a bigger being. You are the micro inside of the macro. As such, Christ is in you, operating as you, manifesting himself through you. If you can over, if you can under, if you can understand that, that allows you to be a radiant, that allows you to send out rays of light that is characterized by wealth, health, and wisdom based on an intense connection with your intention, which is from your purpose, which came from your place, which is the result of your position, which was given to you by your person. A person known as Yahushua and his father, Yahuwah. When you radiate this countenance, it will be the same way when Moses came off the mountain and the people looked upon his face and they could not look upon his face because his face shone brightly with light. Why? Moses had clarity. Moses had unity. He had oneness of mind. His mind, will, emotion, imagination, and intellect were all on the same page. Moses had a true, authentic conversion. He had a connection with the Christ, with the Father of the Christ. Moses established then a consciousness, a mindset. It allowed him to oscillate or vibrate in a state of stillness. He wasn't oscillating back and forth, wondering what he's going to do. He wasn't here today and gone tomorrow. He wasn't saved one day and living like a heathen the next day. He maintained a calm state of mind. He was in a mental disposition of faith, hope, and love instead of fear, doubt, and unbelief. This allows him to be one with the truth, not a truth. A truth is that he used to be an Egyptian who was now hanging out in the desert with Midian, with the daughter of Midian. And then he was sent back into Egypt. That was Moses' truth. That was a truth, but that was not the truth. The truth is Moses had a purpose. His purpose was to go in and allow the Father to work through him to set his people free. What's your purpose, brother? What's your purpose, sister? That is the truth. The truth is the Father is in you, oscillating and vibrating as you, and he's manifesting himself through you. If you can have clarity, unity, innocence, consciousness, stillness, the truth. See, life expresses itself as a polarity if we're not oscillating and vibrating in the truth. There is no other way. Life is a duality. Until we come into this oneness of mind, this singleness of purpose is the result of clarity. Clarity, crystal clear clarity. When you have that, brother, you are married to your mind, will, emotion, imagination, and intellect. These five become one. And that's where you get this dunamis power to radiate balls of light. That is purpose-based. That is the truth. Then this allows you to move to the final piece of the puzzle. The final piece of the puzzle is going from nature to nurture to natural. And once you understand this three-step process of nature, nurture, natural, it allows you to flow in your gifted or your anointing or your power. When everybody else is second-guessing themselves, when everybody else is unsure of themselves, you, my brothers and sisters, are able to walk in a position because you have identified what is called the absolute truth. Now, truth cannot be destroyed. It cannot be changed. It cannot be created. It is absolute. So in order to talk and think about the truth, you have to use words that are come from a particular concept that is not worldly. See, the truth is the farthest thing from a concept or an idea. Truth is not a philosophy. Again, means that it is true whether or not philosophy agrees with it or not. Truth is true whether or not you believe it or not. Truth is beyond belief. It's beyond philosophy. It's beyond debate. It's beyond. It's not terrestrial. Truth is not terrestrial. Truth is not something that can be bartered with. Truth is not something that you can basically put it down one day and pick it up. Truth does not need to be proved. Truth does not need you to represent it. It stands on its own. Truth is not your point of view. Truth is not your perception. Truth was truth before you got here, and truth will be truth when you're gone. Too many people will walk around and they think they got the truth. Truth is here before there was such a thing as a human. Truth will be here after there is no such thing as a human. Truth is not an ideal. Truth is not something that you draw or make up. It's not a conception. Truth is not the result of a bunch of people getting together at the Council of Nicaea and coming up with a canonized book. That's not truth. Truth is not contained in letters. Truth is not something that's marginalized. Truth is not the result of a congressional hearing. Truth is not the result of the Supreme Court meeting and passing a judgment. Truth is the simple fact that this whole existence that you and I live in, we know nothing about. The truth is that we really have no idea. The truth, my brothers and sisters, truth is the truth of you. Truth is the fact that you exist. Truth is the fact that if you look at water that you take out of the ocean, truth is the fact that that water, if you take a cup of water from the ocean, the truth is the fact that that cup of water contains all of the elements of the ocean, even though it was removed from the ocean. The truth is you are a cup of the Father, even though you were taken out of the Father, but you still contain the same essence of the Father. The truth, my brothers and sisters, is so deep, it's you can't even wrap your brain around it. See, truth liberates you. The scripture says that the truth will set you free. So when you come in contact with the truth, something remarkable happens. You no longer live your life the way everybody else does. Now you do what I call nature. Now, this is really, really important, but because this is the last piece of the puzzle. See, nature, nurture, and then natural. When we look at what is called the individual's innate qualities, that means it is innate. That is nature, N-A-T-U-R. Now, innate means that it is inborn. It's not something that you learn. Can't learn truth. You have it or you don't. Let me say it again. So I meet you and I want to give you the truth. I can't. Truth is not of the material world. Truth does not exist, or truth is not the existence of human activities. Truth is not something that is maintained in the natural world. The natural world, my brother, the natural world, my sister, exists with or without this thing called humanity. So does truth. So when I talk about nature, we start with the understanding of what is natural and what we nurture and what is nature. So nature, the truth is these three words. And when you find this, this allows you to radiate what I call a whole system of existence. It allows you to arrange your forces inside of your physical life in a manner that allows you to express, expose, and expand yourself. That is natural. That is what we call nature. Nature, my brothers and sisters, is the restorative powers of the body. Let me rephrase that. Nature is the restorative powers of the universe inside of a body. Let me say that again. Nature is the restorative powers of the universe inside of a body. Let me say that again. Nature is the restorative powers. Now, for the sake of time, I don't have time, obviously, to break down as like I would like to, but I need to make sure that you understand this last piece of the puzzle, because these seven keys allows you to vibrate and you become a beacon of light. People will come to you and ask you the same way people come to me, where they call me, email me, text me. Why? I have clarity. I have singleness of purpose. I have unity. I have authentic intention. I have no ill will towards no man or woman. I have consciousness. I have a single standing column of waves. I have stillness. I'm calm. I'm cool. I'm collected. Stillness. I have the truth, not a truth. The truth is truth, authentic truth, doesn't exist on the planet. It's impossible to exist here because this is an environment of confusion. God is not the author of confusion. Now, God exists in a realm that he can be reached. But people think that God exists in this harmonious arrangement. This harmonious arrangement is conducted or organized by the cosmogrator. That's why stuff doesn't make sense. That's why the Bible contradicts itself. One minute God is killing everybody, the next minute he's loving everybody. We must understand that nature automatically translates into nurture. N-U-T-U-R. Nature and nurture are very important. Now, number one, again, nature is the restorative powers of God in the human body. Nurture, however, is the ability to feed, support, and encourage with these powers. We take the power that God given us, and I feed, I encourage, I train, I educate, I develop, I bring up, I help. That is natural. So we have nature, nurture, we have natural. I have all of the restorative powers of God inside of a human body so that way I can nurture you. I can educate, I can train, I can encourage, I can motivate, I can inspire, I can inform, I can influence. That now becomes natural. So that means it exists in and it is formed by nature. So nature, nurture, natural, nature, nurture, natural, nature, nurture, natural. It is a three-step process that once you start it, it automatically vibrates. It is a state of being. It is a mental disposition that allows you to go from nature, nurture, natural. That means it is a natural part. When you wake up in the morning, you ain't got to whip it up. You don't have to go to church to get worked up. It's natural. You ain't got to go out into the woods and walk around. You ain't got to go. You ain't got to go do nothing. You are a human being. You're not a human doing. When you become a human being, I use the word human very lightly, really you should be a spirit. spiritual being. That means that you are using your natural light and your organic materials to express, expose, and expand the will of God. You are using your natural light and your organic materials, that's your body, to express and expose the realm of light. You are using your natural, you want to nurture, you're using your natural light that's God-given to express through your organic material that's God created, that's your body, to express, expose, and expand the essence, the frequency, the wave, the vibration of the Most High. Now you become a single standing column of wave. You are a lighthouse. You are a light that's on a hill that's shining, and everybody in the whole neighborhood, they know you. Why? Natural is your inborn character based upon the heredity at time of birth. So there is an inborn light that you inherited at your time of birth that allows you to express, expose, and expand the Christos. And the cosmogrator doesn't want you to do that, so he dumbs you down, so you're not effective. These seven steps, my brothers, I've been using my entire life. It brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. I am ending with this. The scripture specifically states, and I try to express, expose, and expand this on every show, because this is what God did for me. So he brought me out of darkness into his marvelous light. Now, brothers and sisters, this light allows you now to express, expose, and expand it. Because why? You are a chosen people. You are a royal priest. You are a holy nation. And if you don't understand that, then you become the opposite of that. You're not chosen. You're not a royal priest. And you are an unholy nation. So instead of being the chosen, you become now this is your choice that you make today. After this show, you got to look yourself in the mirror and say, I am chosen by God. I am a royal priest. The word priest means representative. Royal means of the king. I represent the king. Now, and I am a part of a unity. Now, the word holy means set apart. Nation has to do with the unction of unity. The word unction is the promotion of the unity, of the singleness of mind. So these seven steps again. Number one, clarity. Clarity of purpose, singleness of mind. Number two, unity with the self. Mind, will, emotion, imagination, and intellect, all of y'all on the same page. It has nothing to do with unity of other people. It has to be with the unity of you, with you, and your purpose, and the person that gave you the purpose, and the place that the person put you in. The three P's, unity. Next is innocence. Innocence is intention. The same way a newborn baby has no ill will towards anyone, you cannot have no ill will towards anyone. You must be innocent. Number four, consciousness. Consciousness is the result of being crystal clear and married to the intention of your purpose. That makes you that gives you a mind of Christ, consciousness. This mind of Christ results in number four, stillness. You're not wavering. You know what you're supposed to do. Every morning you wake up, you don't wonder what you're supposed to do. You got your purpose. It's given to you by the person who put you in the place. And so you got the three P's. You are married to the three P's. Your intention is to express, expose, and expand the three P's. So you got the consciousness. You got a mental disposition that wants to do the three P's. And so that results in a stillness that's based on those three P's. And that leads you to that truth. The truth is the three P's don't exist on this planet. That's why you're here, to express, expose, and expand the three P's. The person, place, and the position. Called the Christ. And that is the truth. And now you want to oscillate that. You want to oscillate those first six steps. How do you do it? You use nature to nurture, which is natural. So, again, this nature means that you have the restorative power of heaven, all the power of heaven inside of your body. You are a representative. You are an ambassador of Christ. That's what the scripture says. As an ambassador, you are a chosen people. You are a royal priest. You are a holy nation. You are God's special possession that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Everybody listening to the show, please write that scripture down and commit it to memory. Let me say it again in the King James. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you shall show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You are a lighthouse, brother. You are a lighthouse. That means that you are a house that radiates the light. As a house that radiates the light, you don't go looking for people. People come looking for you. So stop begging. Stop promoting yourself. Stop trying to go out and get stuff and be still and know. Be still and know. Be still and know clarity. Be still and know unity. Be still and know tension. Be still and know Christ consciousness. Be still and know the stillness, not the vibration. Be still and know the truth, not a truth. Be still and know that you have the nature of God, so that way you can nurture with the restorative powers of God, so that way you can naturally express, expose, and expand the truth of God. My brothers and my sisters, when you understand these lighthouse principles, when you take these seven keys of radiant energy, it allows you to be a walking, talking, breathing representative of God on the earth. You will have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ, the Christos, the Phos, the Photon. You will have a package of light. This package of light that is inside of you will animate, will vibrate, and it will be in you. It will oscillate and vibrate as you, and it expresses itself through you. You are a lighthouse. You was translated out of darkness into the marvelous light. This is not any light. This light is marvelous. My brothers and my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Again, everybody listening to the show, please join me either $25 a month, $50 a month, $75 a month. If you want the entire kit and caboodle, everything that I say from the month of March until the month of December, everything that I write, everything that I do, again, will be put on a USB. All 10 books that I'm publishing this year, again, these are privately published books by my own printing press, Eagles Publishing. This information is too delicate and too sacred to trust to anyone else. If you want that information, again, partner with me. It's $4,000 a month. $4,000 for the entire year can be broken down into payments of $400 a month for the next 10 months. Please email me at masterteacher33.com. Say, Brother Will, I want to partner with you at the $400 a month. How do I make that payment? $400 a month. That's a lot of money. I understand that. But this is the year, brothers and sisters, that I don't know if we'll ever have this opportunity to do what I'm doing this year. Because 2015 is a very powerful year. This is the year of establishing or building the temple that houses the Shekinah glory of God. You have to build your temple right now because what's coming is going to shake it. But if you build your house on a firm foundation, when the wind roars and when the wind blows and the sea roars, your house will be built on a firm foundation. My brothers and my sisters, again, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you into all truth. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Certified Productions.
Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard.
I'm all off in this group. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
And when you go hard for the truth, you better watch your back for haters, cause they'll sneak right behind you and look like an actual neighbor. When you got your mind on right, it seems like every day's a doomsday. Last week I found out my enemies, my roommate, don't care about what you say. Wasn't born on that Tuesday. Riding all through the night like I never seen a new day. If you do it better, do it right. Don't be worried about what some fools say. Don't be worried about what some fools say. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard.
I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.